Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 18th and the whole week ahead. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, you need to be so aware and careful this week. With Saturn squaring Neptune, your ruler in your sign, if you put a foot wrong by thinking something is great or someone is wonderful and perfect when you've not even looked at their CV or don't even know them, then you're gonna be taken for a ride and come a cropper. Do not be a sucker now. Here's your Sunday stars. Did you see my stars for yesterday? If not, go and look at the forecast again, because today, with all of the aspects around, as I said yesterday, you've got to be so honest about a relationship you're in. So honest when it comes to your career or your work or the things that you do. You cannot go into denial. You cannot in any way sweep things under the carpet. You cannot kid yourself, delude yourself, because if you do, it will come back and bite you on the bum later. Here's your Monday stars. A massive full moon in the sign of Sagittarius. This is all part and parcel of this shaking the duvet of your life out. And, you know, if you're somebody who takes to your bed or gets depressed and takes pills, drugs, drink or anything to hide away the pain, then it's going to do you no good. You've got to deal with matters head on. And no matter how much it hurts, there's no gain without pain. And there's emotional things to sort out in your life. And here's your Tuesday stars. Yesterday was the solstice and the sun entered the sign of Cancer. That's lovely. It's the light that you need on your horizon. It's the big picture and the vision to come. And you need to start looking at things clearly and confidently, because things have been so distorted in your life. You've not been able to get anywhere because it's all gone blurred. Well, now things get into sharp focus and you can begin to see life as it could be. Here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury squares Jupiter, your ruler. The most important thing with this aspect, it's not a particularly bad aspect, but it does go over the top. And when I say over the top, it makes promises it cannot keep. It turns a relationship into a paragon of virtue, which it isn't. And so therefore it bigs things up. It grandstands. So Mercury, Jupiter, what does it mean? It means come down a peg or two, or otherwise somebody else will do it for you. Here's your Thursday stars. This isn't too bad a day. In fact, it's a kind of a day of rest cosmically. What it is particularly good for is if you are ambitious and there's an ambitious streak within you. But it's silent and it's quiet and it's not somebody who boasts or is arrogant or is bombastic or bellicose. It is very much the kind of aspect that says, be as quiet as a mouse. Don't be seen or heard and you will get a very long way. Here's your Friday stars. Well, with the moon in Aquarius, there's something very spiritual about this aspect. I like it. It's the quiet man or woman. And it's like I said yesterday, the less noise you make about things now, the better. In a kind of way, you will be noticed because you don't want to be noticed. And that's a very good thing indeed. If there's a problem or if there's any kind of difficulty at the moment, it could be other people who aren't all they seem. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.